This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 741, entitled El Salvador is the first country in the world to legislate the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, that's obligatory paternity testing at birth. Description: El Salvador is the first country in the world to legislate the OPTAB, obligatory paternity testing at birth, for all births, which this masculist theorist salutes. This flyer explains why this historic milestone is so important and why it is a small piece in a much bigger goal of creating a FIP society, a bi-conscious society, so that billions of men can be freed from manslavery, divorce, rape, forced fathering, etc. The flyer itself. El Salvador is the first country in the world to legislate the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. A historic milestone for men's lib has recently occurred in the form of El Salvador being the first country in the world to legislate what the masculists call the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth, for all births, to block women's horrible, decades-lasting gender crime of paternity fraud, where a woman tells her man that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not. Masculists have a hatred of such gender criminal paternity fraudster women and want them put in jail for 15 years for a worse gender crime than rape that usually gets a man put in jail for 10 years. According to GPT-5, the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, quote, enacted a law requiring mandatory DNA testing before issuing a birth certificate, end quote. Open quotes. This law is framed as a measure to prevent paternity fraud and ensure accurate parentage records, end quote. The masculists see paternity fraud as one of the worst gender crimes that women commit against men, effectively manslaving men for two decades to pay for a kid, in capital letters, that is not even his. Masculists see paternity fraud as a much worse gender crime than rape, since rape is a once-off affair that lasts minutes, after which the female rape victim can start psychologically healing, whereas paternity fraud is ongoing, lasting two decades, until the kid the man is paying for, who is not even his, is off his financial hands. This is such a horrible gender crime against men, committed by utterly callous gender criminal women, that masculists have a burning hatred against such women and want them to go to jail for 15 years. Once in jail, the gender criminal mother takes her kid with her and is forced to work in jail to pay for her upkeep, her food and board in the jail, and for the cost of raising the kid who follows her to jail. Now that one country in the world has actually legislated the OPTAB, there will be many more in the coming years. According to GPT-5, other countries are looking into the possibility of doing the same, for example, Kuwait and Australia. So, what happens when an obligatory paternity test shows that the man whom the mother claims is the father is not the father? Question mark. he can go to the government and fill in a para form, that is a paternity rejection right form, saying that, quote, I do not want this kid. So that if the mother does not abort and takes the pregnancy to term, then she becomes fully financially responsible for the costs of the kid until it is financially independent, which is usually about 2 decades, close brackets. Maskers want women to be FIPs, F-I-P's, amongst other reasons, because a FIP woman can afford to pay for a kid on her own. Masker theorists place heavy emphasis on the importance of the FIPing of women, because it is seen as a powerful prerequisite for the liberation of men. Thus, Maskers apply very powerful moral pressure on women to get off their fat, parasitic asses and FIP up, that is, become FIPs, F-I-P's, equals financially independent persons, by bothering to get career-competent educations at high school and college so that they are not fluffies, in brackets, a highly pejorative Maskers label for a traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, seen by Maskers as being the worst of all gender crimes. Close brackets. Maskers are abolitionists who see manslavery as slavery, hence hated, and a war issue. Maskers are at war against fluffies and aim to wipe them out by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, utterly rejected both socially and sexually, forced to die slow, miserable, lonely deaths for being manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, to be exterminated. Maskers expect that obtaining the para will probably be as big a fight for men's rights as was the fight for the vote for women's rights. Maskerism will force women to grow up, to become financially responsible adults, who bother to become career competent adults, who expect to pull their financial weight equally with men and not, fluffy style, expect to leech off the money and labour of a man for decades, making her hated by the Maskers, for whom she is the enemy, to be effectively exterminated by total neglect by men. So for Maskers, the legislation of the OPTAB and the PARA are intimately linked and will necessitate a revolution in the basic structure of society, that is, the creation of a FIP society, a bi-conscious society. The distinction between monoconsciousness and bi-consciousness is one of the fundamental polarities within masculist rhetoric, as important for masculists as the distinction between fluffies and FIPs. To be monoconscious, as most feminists are today, means, by definition, that the only gender politics one knows of is feminist, so that one has been brainwashed by feminists that gender oppression is a one-way street, that is, women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors, which is a deeply misandrous, gynocentric ideology that childishly, irresponsibly, puts none of the responsibility for women's condition on women, but all on men. To be bi-conscious, by definition, means that one is aware that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, that is, that women oppress men too, and in fact far worse, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible, lasting decades, which makes them far more serious than the relatively mild gender crimes that men commit against women. For example, compare the severity of men's gender crimes against women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., with women's gender crimes against men, especially the big three that the masculists keep harping on, namely women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. Even rape, which is probably the worst gender crime that men commit against women, is seen by masculists as small beer compared to any of the big three gender crimes that women commit routinely, daily, against men. The historical first of El Salvador in legislating the OPTAB is just one piece of the jigsaw that will depict a new restructured society that is both bi-conscious and FIP. One of the aims of Maskless video content makers, like myself, is to help educate the planet that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, so that monoconscious feminists lose their awful misandry by learning how much worse women oppress men, and hence have their monoconscious feminist hatred of men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled by their female maskless hatred at women for the worst ways that women oppress men. Monoconscious feminists tend to be rather feminazi bitchy because they're angry at men as taught them by monoconscious feminists. This bitchiness makes them repulsive to be with for young men. So it's not surprising that in the US today, and even more so in South Korea, that two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, claiming that these young women are undateable due to being, quotes, too poisoned by feminism, in brackets, according to a Pew, P-E-W, Research Center poll in 2022, close brackets. Maskers see monoconscious feminists as geociders, indirectly wiping out the population of the earth due to them making young women repulsive to be with for young men, who then vote with their feet by choosing not to date these women and certainly not giving these women their sperm, thus crashing the birth rate and hence in time wiping out whole populations, for example, as in South Korea, which has a national birth rate of 0.7 children per woman. And in the capital, Seoul, the birth rate is 0.6 children per woman. Thus, in a mere four generations, South Korea is virtually wiped out. So feminist monoconsciousness needs to be wiped out. And the simplest way to do that is to teach monoconscious feminist masculism so that they become bi-conscious, lose their misandry, become a lot nicer for men to be with, and hence become dateable again, rather than rotting on the shelf, hated by maskless, by men, as geociders. Maskless push very hard for the fipping of women, for the creation of a FIP society, since it is very clear to maskless theorists the creation of a FIP society will go a long way towards solving most of men's gender issues. For example, when all women are FIPs, man's slavery will no longer exist, by definition. The divorce courts can be thoroughly reformed, basing them on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties. Custody of kids will be joint by default, as is the case already in a quarter of US states, as well as in many other countries. Alimony will be thrown out, along with the halving of wealth and stuff, because women will be expected to be FIPs and not fluffy parasites. Today's divorce courts still run largely on the assumption that women are fluffies who need to parasite off the labour and money of a man. Maskless utterly reject this idea. The core idea of the maskless is that masculism is essentially a rebellion by men against being man's slaves to women, working for women for decades of a man's life, thus manslaving him, and for one father in four, divorce raping him, ruining his life, that is, millions of men on a daily basis, a huge gender crime, that is the basic gender political horror of our times. Maskless push for the fipping of women to liberate men, to free men from decades of man's slavery, working for fluffies who don't bother to fip up, who, in about three-quarters of cases of young women, choose to become what the maskless call fluffy crappers, who choose to study fluffy crap majors at high school and college, which the economy does not pay well for. So these fluffy crappers become fluffies as adults, who then expect to live off the money and labour of a man, thus man slaving him for decades, making her an object of hatred by masculists, who are out to exterminate her, to wipe fluffies off the face of the earth by totally ignoring them, forcing them to rot on the shelf through total male neglect. The thorough restructuring of society, as envisaged by the masculists, will liberate men from decades of manslavery. With the fipping of women, the creation of a fip society, all women are fips, so do not manslave men. The divorce courts can then be thoroughly reformed. The para and the optab can be legislated. GECs, GECs, Gender Equality Committees, can be set up in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes can be addressed equally, which is not the case today in today's gynocentric world, gender politically speaking, where most women are monoconscious feminists. It will be the masculist half of these GECs that push for the fipping of women, for the bi-consciousing of society, for the legislation of the para and the optab, plus the systematic removal of legal and social discriminations against either sex. The masculists push the MCT, that's mother career timeline, onto women. That is a recipe for women to be both mothers and fips. For example, for an upper middle class woman who gets a master's degree in a career competent major at 23,